The man who sends the investor class diving for their tax shelters. Vic Smith.
At every trough you stop to feed. With your arrogance, your ignorance and greed. Now here come the cuts and redundancy. Through the absolute indifference, the avarice, incompetence, your arrogance, your ignorance, your greed.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. I was thinking about my old high school government teacher, Mr. DeSillo. He used to say that, you know, government decides who gets what. And once you figure out what has been handed out, what decisions the politicians make, it can tell you who really actually matters. Is it you or is it, well, somebody else? And I look at the budgeting process. I look at the wranglings that are going on. And I often think back to Mr. DeSillo and that framing. Who matters? Who gets what? That's why I've asked our good friend Mark Steer. He's the director of the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center. He's got a new op-ed out basically asking the same question. Mark, thanks for taking time for us.
My pleasure, Rick.
So I go back to this frame, and I think about my old high school government teacher often, and some of those things that reign, you know, absolutely true. Who does matter in this state?
Yeah, you know, I had a teacher like that, too, in graduate school. He was actually a moderate Republican named Harvey Mansfield. He used to say, you know, representative democracy is kind of complicated. Government can be a little hidden because we always have to ask ourselves, who do the representatives represent? And I think there's going to be a big test of that in the current budget year in Pennsylvania, because Governor Wolf has put forward a couple of tax proposals that tax corporate sector and not citizens, certainly not working people in the middle class. And we are going to see whether our representatives in the General Assembly and the State Senate and the House of Representatives represent us, the working people, the middle class, the vast majority of Pennsylvanians, or do they represent the corporate elite? And because that's the kind of decision they're going to have to make when they look at the corporate income tax reforms and the severance tax that Governor Wolf has proposed.
Now, as you point out, and we've talked about this, you know, in past segments over the years, our tax code is really upside down in an environment where the poor and working class end up paying a disproportionately high percentage of their income in taxes, where those at the very top don't pay, well, I think, what is it, like a third less?
Yeah, it's extraordinary. If you're in the bottom 20% of incomes, up to like $22,000 a year, you are paying about 12% of your income to state and local tax. If you're in the middle, if you're like making $40,000 to $60,000 a year, you're paying about 10%, 10.5% of your income to state and local taxes. Even a little higher, you're still paying, you know, a pretty nice chunk. But if you're all the way at the top, if you're in the top 1%, you only pay 4.2% of your income in state and local taxes. The bottom is paying three times what the top is, essentially. It's so upside down, it's incredible. We are one of the 10 worst states in this regard in the entire country. We're in the list of the terrible 10 upside down tax states. And that's not a list we really want to be in.
But I hear it from the Republicans all the time, Mark, that we're going to cut taxes so that you don't have to pay as much.
The only taxes we've been cutting are corporate taxes. And that's really why we have a budget deficit problem right now. If corporate taxes brought in the same percentage of revenue now that they did in 2003, we'd have $2.4 billion more in revenue. We wouldn't have a budget deficit. We could be talking about cutting taxes for working people in the middle class.
Yeah, whoa.
Or spending more on real investments that help economic growth, like K-12 education, higher education, pre-K education.
But that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing we got the highest taxes in the free world. I mean, we're burdening our companies. They're fleeing our borders because the taxes are so high here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, you know, that's nonsense. Our friends on the other side, the Commonwealth Foundation, have the statistic they trot out. They were like 15. That is such a phony statistic. It's one of those alternative facts that Kellyanne Conway is fond of. Because what it does is it looks at tax payments to the federal government. Now, Pennsylvania is a relatively rich state. And people in Pennsylvania do pay more in taxes to the federal government than people in Mississippi and Alabama. But if you just look at state taxes, we're in the bottom half. And if you look at state employees, we are at the bottom. We have the smallest proportion of Pennsylvanians of working for the government than any other state in the country. We do not have a bloated state government by any means. We do not have a tax problem. What we have is an investment problem in education and in infrastructure and the other kinds of things that actually create economic growth.
So let's go back to this. I mean, you've got this idea of how we begin to close this massive budget deficit. And look, I agree with you. I think we've allowed the argument that we need to give businesses all of these tax breaks to dominate our conversation when, honestly, I don't see the payback. I see us giving a lot of money out. I don't see the jobs. I don't see the revenue. I don't see the what on paper looks like it should work. I don't see it in practice actually working. So you've come up with a couple of ideas that could maybe hold and maybe close some of that huge gap.
Yeah, well, let's look first at Governor Wolf's proposals, because I think people need to understand what they are and why they don't hurt working people in the middle class. One is he wants to close the famous Delaware loophole with something called combined reporting. Now, we've talked about this before, but let me slow down a second and explain it, because people need to understand this. 71% of corporations, mainly corporations based outside the state, don't pay any corporate income tax. And the reason is they arrange their internal books to show that they don't make any profits in Pennsylvania, even though they have lots and lots of sales in Pennsylvania. You know, the national corporation charges a lot for use of their name and their logo. They charge a lot for the goods that come in here. And those kind of things reduce the profits that they show. Now, 26 states around the country have instituted something called combined reporting. Basically says, let's look at what proportion of the overall corporation's sales are in our state, and then we'll tax them on the same proportion of their profit. As I said, 26 states do it. We should do it, too. We could bring in a lot more revenue from out-of-state corporations, and that would let us cut taxes on in-state corporations a little bit. The corporations actually producing goods here. And then corporations like Toys R Us and Walmart that are based outside the state, they'll pay their fair share. Now, if a representative tells you, hey, I'm against that, then you got to ask them, who you represent? Do you represent Pennsylvania corporations whose taxes will go down? Or do you represent big national, multinational corporations whose taxes are going to go up?
And again, back to that age-old question of, you know, who deciding who gets what, and we've decided that the big boys are the ones who, I guess, give the campaign cash, and this is what they're getting for it. But here's the thing, and this is where, you know, you hit something that made me think of, you know, I think of the local hardware store where you buy your nails or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're paying the tax. The guy that owns the business standing behind the counter who, you know, gives me my plumbing supplies when I use the local plumbing company. They're paying the tax. If I go to Walmart or I go to one of these huge chains, they're not. Am I getting that right?
Yeah. If the small hardware store is organized as a corporation, they're paying a 9.9% corporate tax. If they're organized as a S corp, where it's passed through to the personal income tax, they're only paying 3.07%. But Walmart's paying nothing. Now, how is that right? How is that a sign of democracy with a small d if our representatives are looking out for the big guys and not, who live outside Pennsylvania, and they're not looking out for the people in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, here's the thing, Mark. And you and I, we've been talking about this for years. This, for me, has probably been something I've been screaming about for probably over a decade now. And it just doesn't seem like the powers to be there in Harrisburg are even willing to consider this, even though we know there's a lot of revenue there that could fund our schools and our roads and help ease tax burdens for seniors and do all of those things. It just doesn't seem like the political will is there. How do we make that happen?
I think we can make it happen if we keep challenging the right, their narrative, when they say, hey, we can't raise corporate taxes because that's going to cost jobs. You know, we've got to say to them, you know what, we're actually going to reduce local corporation taxes, the real job creators. And we also got to say to them, there's no evidence that your theory is true, because we've been following your theory and we haven't seen the result.
Right.
And you know what? What they're saying just doesn't make sense. If you look at a typical business, I grew up in a small business. You know what our biggest expense was?
Labor.
Biggest expense was labor.
Right.
Second biggest expense, it was a hotel business. We fed people. It was food. Taxes are a minor proportion of the cost of any business. So to focus all our attention on tax, as opposed to helping our businesses in the state get well-qualified, well-trained working people, just makes no sense. It doesn't add up to anyone who's actually had any business experience.
Right, but it does play into the frame that taxes and government are bad, and if we just get government and taxes out of the way, everything will be wonderful.
You know what? We've got to stop talking about government in general like that. Government is the really great math teacher your kid had in seventh grade. Government is the guidance counselor that helps your kid get into a good college. Government is the social worker that helps someone deal with a substance abuse problem. Government is the other social worker who helps someone who's lost their job find a better job. That's what government is. Government is us working together collectively to provide goods we can't provide on our own, and all of us benefit from it. And we need to think about how we do benefit from it and get off this narrative about anything government does is bad and wrong, because it's just not true. And our own experience would teach us that if we think about that experience, as opposed to, you know, these right-wing ideologues.
Yeah, so last line of questioning. I mean, I agree. We need to be raising revenue. And I've been saying that for a very long time. We don't have a tax problem. We've got a revenue problem. How do we take these ideas and get them into action and push forward? Because, look, the budget fight is going to heat up here in the next couple of months. And I think now is the time we need to be involved in it.
Okay. I'm going to tell people over and over, like I always do, if you agree with what we're saying, pick up the phone, call your state representative, call your state senator, tell them you support Governor Wolf's plans for the severance tax, the corporate income tax reform, and you want them to deal with the revenue issue and fund the things that actually make a big difference in improving our lives. Fund education, fund infrastructure, fund clean air and water protection.
And just to highlight, so we go back and get people to really understand, you're not talking about raising taxes on average everyday working people. You're talking about writing this system to where it's fairer, and maybe we get the top 1%, top 10% paying, you know, about what we pay.
Yeah, as you know, we have ideas about how to fix this broken tax system that go beyond the governor's proposal. We've talked about them before. I'm sure we'll talk about them again. We do not want to raise taxes on the middle class or working people. People who in the middle class and working people have not seen their incomes grow in the last 20 years, they shouldn't pay more taxes. It's the people at the top whose incomes have just taken off, who are not paying their fair share, they're the ones who need to contribute. And if they do contribute it just a little bit more than they do now, we will have all the revenue we need to meet the needs of Pennsylvanians in every corner of the state.
There you go. Mark, I appreciate the time. Great talking with you.
Great talking with you too, Rick. Thanks.
Always good talking to you. Mark Steer, Director of the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center. If you want to check out their website, penbpc.org, the website, we've got a link at thericksmithshow.com. Just click on Mark Steer's name, take you right there. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Think of all the roads. Think of all the crossings. Taking steps is easy. Standing still is hard. Remember all their faces. Remember all their voices. Everything is different. The second